All right, welcome to episode 6 of the Addicted to the Action podcast. Let's not waste any time. We'll just bring on the co-host. Brent, how's it going, my man? How was your turkey day?
Good, man. Can't complain. Didn't have too many plates. I think we went 2-1 on Thanksgiving. Can't complain. How about you?
Yeah, we did pretty good. Bills won outright, so that was good for me.
Called it. Yeah.
College was decent. We had, first off on Turkey Day, had a ton of food. And as far as games, college went pretty good. Not too bad. Not a bad weekend. Profitable weekend, but yeah. Civil War was fun. We weren't able to run into you. I know it's so crazy to try to meet up with people at games anymore.
Yeah, we got there about 15 till. I liked the 1 o'clock. It was 30 some degrees out, but we knew the Beavers would cover 19 and a half.
Yeah, I mean,
we talked about that.
It was my daughter's first game. We got there early at the Mo, did the whole player walkthrough, high five the duck and all the coaches and players, and she is hooked.
Love it.
My 3-year-old daughter keeps asking me to go to more duck games. I'm like, well, there's no more games this year.
That's awesome.
It's not a
good
excuse.
Hoops is coming. Hoops is coming. It'll be warmer at the hoop games.
Yeah, no, she was a trooper for 3-year-old and 32 degrees. She was, that's like Midwest game stuff. So let's get into some games this weekend. Obviously, it's conference championship weekend, so there's some big games, important games. Before we actually get into the first game, what are your thoughts on the newest rankings that came out yesterday?
I think that they're just trying to set the plate for what they think is going to happen, that LSU beats Georgia, Georgia gets bumped. I think they were hoping for that one loss Pac-12 school to squeak in. Obviously, Oklahoma's hanging around, but I think they're setting things up for Ohio State and LSU to pretty much kind of pick that matchup with the best of their knowledge.
Yeah, what I found interesting is how they're totally want Ohio State to be the number one seed, because clearly they moved Wisconsin up to the number 8 spot. They are not the number 8 team in the country. That was a little interesting to me. A team who loses to Illinois as a 30-point favorite is not the number 8 team in the country. But that was the thing I thought was interesting. The other thing I thought was interesting, though, is that Baylor and Oklahoma are both at 6-7, right behind Utah. And my only thinking is I've seen this happen before, is if Oklahoma beats Baylor, that's going to be a better quality win than if Utah beats Oregon. And I just have a feeling that Oklahoma is going to jump into that 4th spot still somehow, and I hope I'm totally wrong.
Yeah, no, it's going to be curious to see how it shakes out. Either way, that 5-6 game is going to be all time. There's going to be some good football for a few weeks.
Oh,
either
I know.
Way, it's... Yeah, I'm excited to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, so, I mean, kicking off conference championship week, we got our Oregon Ducks won the North. We're sitting at number 13 versus Utah. It's in Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium. There'll be nobody in the stands, unfortunately, because Larry Scott is a complete moron. Utah's laying 6.5, what I have it at right now. Over-under's 46. Look, this is the matchup we've been talking about for weeks. Utah is coming in just red hot. The Ducks are coming in. We lost to Arizona State. Then the Beavers gave us everything we could handle. We didn't play great. So we're kind of coming in not on full, blazing like we were, in the middle of the season. So, I mean, what are you seeing in this game? What are you liking? What do you see?
I think Utah's playing better than Oregon right now. I'm thinking probably an over bet. Obviously Oregon isn't playing great, but I think that that Mario gets them ready for the big one. You know what I mean? I think that honestly, Utah may beat Oregon. I think it may be close. But I think Utah's playing a lot better than Ducks. Obviously, as a Duck fan, I want to take the Ducks, but with the money, I mean, maybe the Ducks cover, but I think Utah on the money line. Utah may win the game, pal. It's tough to say.
I was looking into it a little bit. So both defenses are playing incredible. I mean, granted, the Arizona State game, we're going to throw that one out as far as from a defensive standpoint for Oregon because it's it didn't play great. Utah's defense has held, I think it's 8 games in a row now, they've held their opponent to their lowest scoring output of the season, which is incredible. So their defense is playing good. Their front four is really good. Our offensive line's really good. So therefore, that's going to be a really good battle to watch. Huntley and Moss, they're damn good. I mean, Moss is probably one of the he's probably the best running back in the Pac-12 and probably one of the best in the nation that nobody's talking about. Guy deserves a little more credit. He's playing really well.
He runs hard. He's been there forever. The quarterback's the athlete. They've got their front seven has, I think, 5 first team guys. I mean, they're a problem. They're a problem up front. I mean, you know, I would think it could potentially be now that you think about it, playing the under on the 46, I can't really call it.
I was going to go. I like the under.
Yeah, this one, I don't know. I think the Ducks are going to have to score to win is the problem. I don't think they can score. It's going to kind of be a tail. If the Ducks win, I think it's an over. If Utah wins, I think it's an under.
Yeah, I see something like a 24-17 game. Weather is going to be a little bit bad down there in Santa Clara, but obviously, if you're just a gambler and love the Ducks as much as we do, I mean, we both are, you know, we're realists here. Utah's been playing better, and it's not going to shock me if they win. Obviously, they, you know, but the Oregon at money line plus 200's enticing just because of the plus money. But I think Utah, I mean, but this is isn't this a Pac-12 thing to do? Is that the team that needs to win to get in goes into the championship game and falls on their face?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's about time somebody else does it, but Ducks are playing for a Rose Bowl. I mean, that means that salvages the season. You know what I mean? And I think
It's totally.
You know, you would just hate to see this one end up in the Alamo or something like that for Oregon, but right now Utah's just playing so much better than the Ducks. It's hard to put your money on Oregon in this one.
True. And I mean, realistically, win or loss, you know, if LSU takes care of business, which we'll get into that game here in a little bit, it could be a win or loss. Oregon still gets into the Rose Bowl. So, Utah gets in, we'll get into the Rose Bowl. So we'll see what happens, though. But I would lean the under, and obviously, you know, Utah's playing great, and, you know, for the money goes, they, you know, I like them at the, you know, 6.5 as much as it pains me to say. So moving on to another game that is going to could have some impact on the college football playoff. Rematch of the game from a few weeks ago, Baylor number 7 versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma's laying 8.5, over under 64.5. Look, Baylor jumped out to that 31-10 lead a few weeks ago, and then they just got skunked in the second half, and Oklahoma came back 134-31. I think the spread in that game closed around 10.5, so you're within a point and a half here. Oklahoma hasn't blown anybody out this year. They've been just kind of squeaking by. They need style points, and they need them bad if they're going to even have a shot at getting into the playoff. They get CeeDee Lamb back in this game. They did not have him against Baylor the first time. I'm leaning Oklahoma 8.5, and I actually kind of like the over. I think this game's played in the 30s.
Yeah, I think I like the over as well. I think Oklahoma wins. Baylor could cover. I'm seeing 9 to 9.5 some places. So, like I said, it's still only Wednesday. We'll see where that thing goes, but I think it's going to be a close game, but it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, I mean, if it starts to get over into tens, like, then you kind of look at Baylor, in my opinion. But yeah, Oklahoma, they need style points, and they need them bad. And, you know, getting CeeDee Lamb back, that was a big lot. You know, he didn't play in the Baylor game. Obviously, he's a stud. So I don't know how much of an impact that's going to make, but it's going to make some sort of an impact. I don't know if I'll get to the playing the game itself at the number it is now. But I do like the over, so I'm gonna probably end up playing the over before hopefully it gets too high.
I'm with you on the over.
So moving on, we have the SEC championship game. Georgia is basically playing a home game, which is strange. They're sitting at number 4. LSU number 2. LSU, I just checked it before we went live here. We're recording this obviously on Wednesday night. LSU is at 7.5-point favorite. Over under is 54.5. Look, if Georgia wins this game, obviously that's gonna the playoffs are set. Basically, the four teams that are number 4, they're gonna get in. And obviously, every SEC homer is going to want Georgia to win just so they can get two teams in, probably. But look, LSU is really good. Their offense is really good. I get that they probably haven't played a defense like Georgia, but Georgia hasn't seen an offense like LSU as well. So I just don't think Georgia can score enough points to hang with LSU in this game.
Yeah, I think LSU handles business, knocks Georgia out. I think that's why they've had Georgia in that four spot. That way they're going to open the door when that happens.
Yep.
And then basically have their pick between the Pac-12 and the Big 12. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Georgia can score some points, but I just think that LSU plays more complete games. You know what I mean? I think they play faster from start to finish. I think LSU wins this game, no question.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like LSU. They're one of the two to three best teams in the country, and Joe Burrow's wrapped up the Heisman already. I think LSU wins, and Georgia's gonna be on the outside looking in. So the over 54.5 is tempting just because.
Yep.
If there's a fact that Georgia does score points, then LSU is going to put up plenty of points.
Yeah, I like money lined LSU and the over, and then on that Oregon, Utah on the under, probably, coach. That's where I'm going.
I like it. I like it. Next conference game we have here, the ACC. Look, I don't think I've ever seen a conference championship game with a four touchdown spread that I can remember. I'm not saying there hasn't been, but I mean, Clemson's laying four touchdowns, 28 points over Virginia. Look, Virginia coming off a pretty good win last week. Bryce Perkins is pretty good, dual threat guy. Doesn't have too many weapons around him. Bronco Mendenhall's a good coach. But I mean, Clemson at minus 28. Am I rushing to go bet minus 28? No. I mean, Clemson can cover it, though. They're one of the best teams in the country. Over-under, by the way, is at 55.5. I mean, what do you see here?
I'm thinking probably the over, and Clemson is Clemson's the team to beat, right?
Yeah.
But they've just had their lulls, obviously. I think Bronco is a good coach. I think he's going to have them ready. I think he probably covers 29 points, and they probably put up 20 or so, and I think you take the over.
Yeah, no, I'm leaning over as well. Another little bet you could make, by the way, because Clemson is the team to beat, and I still think I go back and forth on my opinion on Clemson just because they don't play anybody, but they are so dominant, and Dabo is a great coach, is the odds to win the national championship right now, obviously. Since there's three really, really good teams, those three teams are fairly close in the odds. You know, you have Ohio State at like plus 150, and then you have, I think, LSU's right behind them at like, you know, right around the same number. But I mean, if you want to take a stab at Clemson plus 250, if you like plus money, I think I could think of worse bets to make right now. So, you know, Clemson's at plus 250 right now, and it's worth a look.
Yeah, so. I think obviously Clemson wins the football game. So you're the numbers guy.
I'm trying, man. Moving on to the last one I have on my little sheet here. Obviously, there's the MAC and there's some other ones. I'm going with the kind of the impactful ones at the moment. Ohio State, number one team in the country, versus Wisconsin. I already told you my opinion on Wisconsin earlier. They're sitting at number eight. Ohio State's laying 16.5. Over-under's 56. Clearly, we've seen Ohio State. They're the best team in the country. They crushed Michigan. I had Ohio State, so I did like that. But Wisconsin put it on Minnesota as well. We had Wisconsin. Ohio State's one of the best teams in the country against the spread this year. They're sitting at 9-3. 16.5 seems a little steep, but I'm not really rushing to back Wisconsin here.
Yeah, I like Ohio State. I think that they're probably 17 to three tugs better than Wisconsin. Wisconsin, like you said, they're not the number eight team in the country. You can't tell me that they're the best two-loss team or one of the best two-loss teams out there based on their losses. I think Ohio State drills these guys and puts their foot down as the number one team in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, in this game, it's playing indoors. Weather's not going to be an issue. Chase Young, man, that guy. Could you make an argument? I mean, they've talked about it already. You could make an argument he's the Heisman Trophy winner this year, but he's not going to win it. He's clearly he's clearly the most impactful player in college football.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where obviously there's other awards that he's going to get to win. But as far as impacting the game, you see what it does. When you have guys up front, you can absolutely just dominate.
He's
coming off the edge. He'll be a game changer.
He is. I mean, I hope he at least gets invited to New York just because he's a stud. I mean, one of these years, is a defensive player ever going to win the Heisman?
You know, it's going to have to be one of those corners that's going to have, you know, double-digit picks and a bunch of kick returns to the crib. You know what I mean? That's what it's going to be.
Yep.
Got to be flashy.
I'll probably end up getting there with Ohio State. I just haven't bet it yet. For some reason, I hope it goes down. It probably won't because people are not going to – I just don't know a lot of people that are going to bet Wisconsin, but I could be wrong. You know, we'll just have to, you know, we'll wait and see. You have any other college games you like, any conference championship games that we didn't go over?
I'm just waiting for your Army-Navy pick. Really, I'm on the edge of my seat.
That is this following Saturday. It's the only game that week. Haven't seen the spread yet. There is no spread yet, but I like Navy.
Yeah, 100%.
And Navy is, they're a ranked team this year. And they're playing really well. So I got Navy winning that game. Obviously, I don't know what the spread is. I'll tweet it out when it gets there. But, I like Navy in that game.
We've got Lane Kiffin in the Conference USA Championship against UAB, the newly established Alabama-Birmingham. You got to go with Kiffin in the championship game. I don't know about anything other than putting him on the money line and getting it done.
Yeah, he's got them playing pretty well. Yeah. Another one real quick that I kind of was leaning towards or looking at. We have the Sun Belt Championship game. UL Lafayette versus Appalachian State. Not looking at the side. Appalachian State probably wins. They're probably the better team. But I like the over 56. Those both teams can score. So I'm leaning the over in that game.
I like it. I think Appalachian State wins also. That thing's going to be a shootout.
And I do like Memphis over Cincy. I just don't know if I can lay the 9.5.
Yeah, we've seen that game before, huh?
Yes, we have. I think just recently. So, another one. I mean, the Mountain West Championship game. Boise State at Hawaii. If this game was in Hawaii, you would love to take the points
in
Hawaii.
I would love to take two touchdowns in Hawaii.
But it's on the blue Smurf turf.
Unfortunately, they're having it at Albertson Stadium. yeah, what a joke.
I'm just going over the last few games. Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered those. So have you had a chance to look at any NFL this week?
Yeah, I'm conflicted here a little bit. I like the Cowboys on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was just looking at
that
earlier.
Way better than the Bears. Seeing the Bears in person, I know that they just got to win, but I'm not sold. I think the Vikings dominate the Lions this week. And I also like the Colts on the road getting a few in Tampa. I think they're better than the Tampa Bay team that we've seen the last few weeks. And I also, I don't know, I think I like Pittsburgh after what the Rams did to Arizona last week. Pittsburgh's defense is way better. They're getting 2.5 on the road. I think they're a playoff team, and they squash out old Kyler Murray.
Yeah, no, the Pittsburgh defense is actually really good, and, Minka Fitzpatrick has been a game changer for them. I'm with you. I'm leaning the Cowboys as well, even though it's on the road. I just think that this is the game they get right. Chicago's just not very good. Another one I was looking at, I mean, I didn't bet it yet, and I wish I would have. Baltimore -5.5. It jumped to 6.5 today. I still think they're at least a touchdown better than the Bills. It is in Buffalo, though. So I just think that Ravens team is just, I mean, they're the number one team in the league right now, and I think they're a touch. Bet it now before it gets over the 7.5, because then at 7.5, I'm going to be tempted to take the Bills.
Right.
It's a numbers game.
I'm still seeing 5.5 some places. I think they're a touchdown better than the Bills as well.
Yeah. I was just looking. It's right now on my bookie. It's 6.5 minus 120. I think it's going to continue to go up because the public's all over the Ravens, though. So that's going to drive that number up, I think.
Yeah, I think your Packers should handle the Redskins by a couple touchdowns, but you just never know these days, do you?
I know. I can't. The 13, I will tell you, I played them in a teaser earlier in the week, so I teased the Vikings. I had the Vikings plus 3, but then I had a teaser, teased it to 9, so I have that going for me. I teased them with Green Bay, so I teased Green Bay down to 7, and I teased the Vikings up to 9. So, you know, Green Bay can win by at least a touchdown. I'll win that bet. So
I like it.
Obviously one of the games of the week, which I don't know what it is about these. I don't know why this game didn't get flexed. San Francisco at New Orleans. New Orleans is 2.5-point favorite. I mean, this has got to be the game of the week. Why didn't it get? They flexed a couple games a few weeks ago. I'm not sure why they're continuing to have. I guess they have Seattle and L.A. on Sunday night, which I'm sure you have some interest in. But
there's a bunch of big ones. Also, the Chiefs Patriots also
you could yep.
have the case for as well.
That's going to be the Romo Jim Nance show on CBS probably. Is my guess. So, but speaking of New England and Kansas City, I read this on Twitter a little bit ago, and I can't believe this. I got to read this to you. So, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman will attempt to keep their incredible streak of never losing a game to an AFC opponent in the regular season at Gillette Stadium in a game they both played in. They are 42-0 in the last 10 years and 2 months.
Jeez.
I mean, I can't even comprehend that. When I read that, I had to and whoever this guy that posted it on Twitter, I retweeted it, by the way. He has a full spreadsheet of every single game. So, I mean, I have a hard time, like, it's just comprehending that they've played an AFC opponent at home, a game they've both played in, they haven't lost.
Well, if there was two people in the last few years that could beat that record, obviously being Lamar or Pat Mahomes, it almost makes me want to take the Chiefs.
It's yeah, I mean, it's sitting at 3 right now. Kansas City money line's plus 140. If you play the plus 3, you might as well play the plus 140, right? Money line?
Right. Yeah. No, that's going to be a game, man. Obviously, you don't want to bet against the Patriots. You can't bet against the GOAT.
Not at Gillette. I mean, no, on the road lately, if you bet against them, you're making money.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
You got to take the GOAT, dude.
Yeah.
No question.
So going back to that San Francisco New Orleans game, what do you? I mean, New Orleans at home is so damn tough. I have a hard. You know, 2.5 is a good number. That'd be two or three games in a row if the Saints can pull that one off for the Frisco. They'd be dropping. I mean, they're in like the fifth spot. And they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I like the Saints. I think San Francisco's gonna get a dose of reality here on the back end of their schedule. But yeah, going into New Orleans, those aren't easy. Those aren't gifts. Drew's thumb's looking better. That defense is ridiculous. They just closed that game out last week.
Yeah.
I like the Saints as well.
I wish they had. I'd cover some player props, but I don't have them up yet. But I really want to see some player props in that New Orleans game. I think they're going to – because obviously San Francisco, they do have a good defense. I get it. But they're playing in a dome. I want to see where that Michael Thomas catch and yardage number is because – I mean, he's still going to feast in the dome, though San Francisco's defense is good. I'll be anxious to take a look at those numbers when they come out. I just don't know when they come out. I was trying to dig into them, but could not find them on my bookie. So they might be on another site. I didn't, you know, the site that I play on, I couldn't find it.
Okay,
let's see.
Well, who's your sleeper this week in the fantasy world, Coach? What do you got for me? I know you're packing stashers.
You know, I made the playoffs in both leagues. to clarify there. One league is a 2-week playoff, and it actually started last week, and I'm up by 60. So I like my chances to move on to the finals in that league.
There you go.
But my big league, we're sitting at the fourth spot. I got unlucky last week. I needed 17 out of Dalvin Cook, and he got hurt with 14 points or so. So dropped down from the third to the fourth spot. So no big
deal. Bad beat.
We're the defending champion. I'm not worried. As far as sleepers go, I don't know at this point if there really is any sleepers. Obviously, if Dalvin Cook doesn't go, Alexander Mattison is going to have a pretty good opportunity against a Detroit defense. Especially if they get out to a lead, they're going to pound the rock. And I did handcuff Dalvin Cook, so I do have Alexander Mattison on my bench. Other than him, a guy, if you know you're going to make it to the finals, if you're going to make it to week 16 in your finals, and if he's still out there, I just did today, go pick up Kerryon Johnson. He was just cleared today.
Wow, look at you.
I'm on it.
Look at you. I've got the Pascal kid on my bench because everybody's hurt for the Colts. With Julio being questionable, I'm spinning Amari. I've got Robert Woods in that third wide receiver spot. I'm rolling. I'm a three wide out league guy, so you got to go with the proven punch. But guys are banged up, dude. Amari's been banged up. Some of these guys, some of these stallions are just a little broke.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of the year. To be honest, it's weird. I have Julio in one league, the league that's the 2-week playoff. So I didn't start him last week, but I'm going against him this week in my big league. So selfishly, I'm hoping since I have such a big lead in my other league, I'm just hoping he doesn't play this week. But I think he's going to give it a go. So I kind of just hope he sits this one out, but I'm a three wide receiver league as well in my big league with my buddies. I'm rolling out Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, and Cortland Sutton on a weekly basis. So come get me.
That's not terrible. Not terrible.
With Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, that's solid. I'm right there with you. You got to have your stallions. Like I said, I got Julio and Amari, and I'm floating through number threes. I got Christian, James White, and Aaron Jones in the backfield. So I've got a good core. Deshaun Watson and Tannehill are the captains of the squad, and we're just riding the hot hand.
Awesome. One more thing. How – you know I don't like the – you're with me. I don't like Seahawks. We've made that clear. How are they going to continue to get so damn lucky this year? They've got to be the luckiest team in the NFL.
They just get that home cooking. They get that Pike's Place whistle.
God. And
it just, yeah, I'm with you. Not a lot of flags thrown on their side.
They had one penalty. They had one penalty all last game.
It's tough. Like I said, it's a rivalry down here. Rams got a win to have a chance. You know, Aaron Donald is this type of year or this time of the year where he can be that difference maker and just dry hump Russell all night. But that guy's magic. He's way more magical than Goff. It's a pick 'em line right now. I mean, like I said, after that Ravens game against the Rams, I can't put money on him. I mean, if I had to pick a winner, I'd pick Seattle, obviously rooting for the Rams.
Kind of like that over 47.
Yeah, that's not a bad play either.
Last week, before we wrap this up, last week I had Jared Goff over 276 yards prop.
He went for four bills.
Hit in the first half.
Wow.
Or he was like 20 yards shy, and I'm like, that's the kind of bets I like. I don't have to sweat it. And I had Rams money line. So.
Go Rammies. Go Ducks. Here we go. Big weekend.
Anything else? Anything else?
That's all I got. Not going to make the trip down to Santa Clara. We've got Lakers and Blazers here Friday night.
Ooh, there you go.
Good little sports weekend in Portland.
There you go. All right, so one last thing. if you haven't already, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave us a review. We've gotten a handful of reviews. They've been good, but just keep them coming. Give us, you know, give us a 5-star, give us a whatever. I don't care. Just can leave us a review. Helps us out. So that's all I got. Next week, we'll still try to, I know we're both, you're going to be up this way, so we're going to figure something out. And we'll still have some NFL to cover. So that's it. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and hope you guys cash some tickets this week. And we will talk to you next week on the Addicted to the Action podcast.